Welcome to the podcast of the Entrepreneur Series. Every dream becomes a big business with an idea. Some ideas create history, but for creating it, you should have to work hard today and work on the right track. And for working on the right track, one should validate their idea that it will work or not. That's how our first podcast will help you. After today, you will have at least some clarity on whether or not your business idea is valid. For the same, we will be looking at two methodologies. These will help identify our idea and purpose. The first methodology we will learn here is that of a great ideal. Now you might be thinking about what a great ideal is. A great ideal is a standard that seems very good and worth trying to achieve and achieve big. Great ideal consists of two things, cultural tension and best of yourself. That is, what are the problems in the current market and what is the best you have as a brand to help with that market problems. For example, big brand like Dove have thought that there is a cultural tension among women that their skin is not so softer and smoother. That was the biggest but most underestimated problem that women were going through. That's what Dove has made this problem a big scenario and comes up with a solution to this problem with soft moisturizing soap that makes Dove a great ideal. Another example is one of the biggest B2B company that everyone might have heard at least once. Can you make a guess? Yeah, it's Alibaba. Once Jack Ma was searched for beer, which was probably his first search on internet, and surprisingly, he found no Chinese beers turned up in results. He found a great cultural tension in the market, and then he came up with an idea to find an internet company for China, and after convincing his friends to invest in his idea, he built a marketplace named Alibaba, and the rest is history. Exactly the same way these big brands have done, you should have an idea which could affect the public and hit it on their social tension. Make it a big scenario and come with a solution. You find that it will really work. Now the next methodology is to know about why, how, and what. Like why we want to start this business or launch this product. Is there is genuinely need of this business or product? Is this business is going to affect people or not, like we discussed above? Is this business going to hit the bullseye or just go around the bush? Next is how we are going to do this or achieve this idea. What will be our efforts to start this business? Like what Jack Ma has done after he gets to know the first query why he wants to start this business, he called upon his friends and investors to invest in his idea and start his business. He had indulged in a team plan and that's how he planned to achieve his goal. At last is what? What will be our solutions to the problems for which we want to start this business or launching the product? Like I had discussed about Dove that had come up with a solution against what women were suffering to with a moisturized soap. Exactly the same way to start your business, you should have the answers to these three questions. You can simply make notes about these questions and write their solution, then analyze whether it will really make it or not. If we know solutions of all these three questions, we could easily achieve what we dream of. As once your idea is validated and you know what you want to start, you should know whether your business or product has that USP or not to stand out in the market. And to know how to stand in the market, you should know about your industry competitors, how they got success, how you can beat them, and how you can achieve your target. To know all these important concepts, stay tuned with us in our next course, in which we are going to discuss about market research.